Poetry. Morning Manna. Mosiah, chapter 7, verse 19. By Mary Margaret Hawkins. Early I arise to seek my morning manna before the sun outlines the day's temporal claims and melts my intent. Precious sustenance has rained before my day from heaven and lies generously scattered in tissue wafers free for the gathering. Laying open the sacred books, I sift the living words. Silently I grind and beat and bake them into fragrant warm cakes. Color of delium, tasting of honey and fresh oil, gratefully I consume the day's sweet ration offered to preserve me in my wilderness wanderings. Why should I weep for the feasts of Egypt or mourn for the rich meats of Babylon? I desire only this simple morning miracle of living bread. It will satisfy until I sit and sup in Canaan. Be ye therefore perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. By Michelle Hamby. My hands do not carry the calluses of carpentry, the symbols of salvation, the power of creation. My feet have not been bathed in tears, walked the path alone, supported the sins of humanity. My mouth does not speak the purity of truth, the forgiveness of souls, the knowledge of eternity. My heart was not stilled, then beat again, broken to make mankind whole, is not filled with the surety of my own self. Perfect is to carry through. I cannot redeem the sinner, but I can love him, even in his guilt. I cannot raise the dead, but I can sit with the dying. I cannot heal the wounded, but I can listen to their cries. I cannot make whole body or spirit, but I can hold them in their brokenness. And in my flaws, I act as proxy, hands, feet, mouth, heart. I can be even as he is. End of poetry.